Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for details of another edition of the Wake Up Call, coming to you from Malaysia with me, your host, Richard Martin, on Friday, this 24th day of November 2017. So let me extend a very warm welcome to you all. I was talking to a listener the other day, and we were discussing the state of Manhattan real estate. I reminded him about the collage of Madison Avenue empty storefronts that I had pasted onto the Wake Up Call donors website a few months ago, which he remembered, by the way, and I had another look at the state of retailing in Manhattan, and it's not good. In fact, it's getting worse. For example, I knew Bleecker Street well when I lived in Manhattan. Faith Hope Consolo, the chairwoman of the retail group for the real estate firm Douglas Elliman, had this to say about it, quote, "Bleecker Street had a real European panache. People associated it with something special, something different. We had visitors from all over that said, we've got to get to Bleecker Street. It became a must-see, a must-go. Early on, the street rents were around $75 per square foot. By the mid to late 2000s, they had risen to $300. Those rates were unaffordable for many shop owners, like a certain Mr. Dus Ratty, who was forced out in 2008 when, he said, his lease was up and his monthly rent skyrocketed to $45,000 from $7,000. End of quote. Retail is not just being crushed by Amazon in Manhattan. Retailers are being priced out of business by exorbitant rents. Commercial landlords need to lower their rents. But of course, that would be deflationary, and the Fed and the government are dead set against that turn of events now, aren't they? One response to the neoclassical argument is that, in fact, prices are not perfectly flexible. They exhibit what's called stickiness. For this reason, the economy is not self-correcting, at least not in the short run. Wages and prices may be too high and therefore result in suppliers offering larger quantities for sale than potential purchasers are able and willing to buy. But they don't come down quickly and eliminate the market surplus. This view has been widely attributed to John Maynard Keynes and is, in fact, a key argument in what is known as New Keynesian economic theory. During its incarnation as a fashion theme park, Bleecker Street hosted no fewer than six Marc Jacobs boutiques on a four-block stretch, including a women's store, a men's store, and a little mark for high-end children's clothing. Ralph Lauren operated three stores in this leafy, charming area, and Coach had stores at 370 and 372, 374 Bleecker. Joining those brands at various points were Comptoir des Cotonniers, 345 Bleecker Street, Brooks Brothers Black Fleece for 351, MM6 by Maison Margiela, 363, Juicy Couture, 368, Mulberry, 387, and Lulu Guinness at 394. Today, every one of those clothing and accessories shops is gone. Mr. Sietzimmer, the senior critic at Eater New York, has watched with mild schadenfreude but greater alarm as his neighbourhood has undergone yet another transformation from a famed retail corridor whose commercial rents and exclusivity rivaled Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California, to a street that, quote-unquote, looks like a rust belt city with all these empty storefronts, as a friend of Mr. Sietzimmer's put it to him recently. in the heart of the former Shopper's Paradise, the five-block stretch running from Christopher Street to Bank Street, more than a dozen retail spaces sit empty. Where textured leather totes and cashmere scarves once beckoned to passers-by, the windows are now covered with brown construction paper with "for lease" signs and directives to "please visit us at our other locations." Do not for one moment think this is all due to increasing rents. It certainly is so in some limited measure, but landlords and owners are not so unthinkably stupid as to leave their premises idle for extended periods. No, the real reason is that the government needs the money, and rates and other taxes have been raised astronomically, and owners are squeezed on both sides. This will change drastically when the downturn hits, but for the time being, the anomalies persist. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I am here to announce the arrival of a Twitter account in the name of, well, the Richard Martins Wake Up Call, which will be coming to you as of December the 1st. And it will be called, actually, RM Wake Up Call because, well, there's not enough room for Richard Martin. So there you go. And I would be grateful if you would consider seriously, please, again, I ask you the same time every single week, please, please try to donate to my show. I really do need your donations, without which the entire operation will sadly be terminated. I'm asking for $70 a quarter, which is automatically renewable, for which you will receive one show twice a week of an hour's duration on Mondays and Fridays. And so hopefully you will see value, as I think other people have seen. I'm getting very few cancellations, as I mentioned before. So this should hopefully encourage some of you. This week, for example, I'm going to talk about sexual harassment a little bit away from Roy Moore and the others. The congressmen and all the other people, Clinton and Trump and all these wretched people who, frankly, belong, it seems, in one box. I'll be talking about the Russian Revolution, which is exactly 100 years old this month. I'll talk about the tax cuts in some measure, what we can expect if they really do go through, which I somewhat doubt. I'm going to talk about Amazon, some details which I've not talked about before, which I think you should know. And to finish, I will talk about Hillary Clinton and how she is directly questioning the legitimacy of the 2016 elections, for reasons which have to do as much with Trump's failings as they really ought to do with their own husband's failings, but of course we don't get to hear about that. Anyway, I am going to now sign off and wish you a wonderful weekend ahead. I will be back. This is Richard Martin, back to you on Monday with more of the same. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.